Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we update that every day just for you. We got new stuff on that side every day, and so you can see what we got going on every day. You can also go back and find the things that we've done for days, weeks, months, years past. And so whatever's on your mind, whatever you've got going on, idea, challenge or opportunity, we've got something that we can help you with there. You can read or listen or ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter and lots of other stuff there. Richard DeKayser is well represented in our Brain Trust in his own suite there, which presents his body of work that he's taught us over the years. Richard, thanks for hanging out with us. Richard's chief economist for the Parthenon Group, and has been one of our top economists in the Brain Trust now for more than 10 years. Richard, for a large part of the end of the 20th century and the early part of the 21st century, the United States held up, the United States economy really held up the global economy to a large degree. If you remember, 10 years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago, the U.S. economy was really holding up the rest of the global economy, especially Europe. Europe, you know, has really been stuck in the doldrums for a long time. Is that a scenario we're going to start seeing replayed again, with Europe kind of struggling to just barely stay out of, maybe not even stay out of a long-term recessionary period? What do you think?
Well, I think Europe is in a recession now. I think it probably began 2-3 months ago and is probably going to continue into the early part of next year. But the precise timing of this is very difficult because of the ongoing financial crisis there, as you know. You know, Jim, your larger point about what we used to call Eurosclerosis, mm-hmm. Is, I think, very legitimate. Economists have been watching this story play out for at least 20 years and have, I think, broadly agreed that Europeans had a bloated social welfare system, which was ultimately, in the long run, untenable. Simply the benefits provided weren't covered by the revenues taken in, and at some point that would need to be addressed. And some point was always a very big open question, but now we know the answer.
The chickens have come home to roost, haven't they?
They have. So, you know, you could view this in one of two ways. Crises often force actions that would not occur absent the crisis. So here's what's going on is the investor community has basically gone on strike. They're not willing to provide funding to many Eurozone countries. And, in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we even started seeing that seep over into the more fiscally responsible state.
Right.
And it's starting
when Germany had a failed auction.
Germany, Finland, countries which are extremely fiscally solvent, were beginning to encounter problems. So, you know, the upside of this, if I may, is that it forces actions that wouldn't otherwise occur. So what we've seen changes in governments all across the continent. We've seen retirement ages being extended. We've seen social programs being trimmed. Basically, they're getting their fiscal houses in order. Now, the question is, will that be sufficient to appease investors, and are other actions necessary? And this is exactly what's playing out on a day-to-day basis. I have a view, which is that they're going to come to some kind of a healthy compromise. Part A of the compromise is basically the European Central Bank. In the U.S., we have the central bank, the Federal Reserve, which acts as a lender of last resort. England, the Bank of England, does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been buying bonds, no problems. Our interest rates here and in England are very, very low. In Europe, they're not, because the central bank there doesn't have this capacity. The German government in particular feels that it would be wrong, but that may be changing.
They don't have a euro printing press, do they?
No, they don't. And you know, the reason, there's some legitimacy to that, because the fiscally prudent countries, like Germany, don't want to see the central bank just underwriting inflation, printing money so that other countries can run deficits. So what they're demanding in exchange is a hard, firm commitment to become more fiscally responsible. And the compromise that's being talked about now has two parts. Basically, if they change their constitution, the Eurozone constitution, such that countries have to abide by stricter fiscal rules, then the central bank may be more accommodating in providing money to finance the short-term problem.
So they may actually, part of the deal on the table is that they might actually buy a printing press?
Bingo. Yep.
Yeah. And so, but wouldn't part of that, part of what would have to be on the table would be that if you don't comply with these new rules and have access to the printing press, you have to actually exit the EU?
You either have to exit or you have to change your behavior. And, you know, that's absolutely the critical issue, because when the Maastricht Treaty, which set up the European Union many years ago, was created, there were these rules. You can't run a deficit more than 60% of GDP. Mm-hmm. You can't have debt more than 60% of GDP. You can't run a deficit more than 3%. Well, you know, it became routinely violated almost from the get-go.
Right.
So, you know, it's like most systems, there need to be enforcement mechanisms, otherwise people don't abide by the rules, and that's exactly what's being talked about now, changing mm-hmm. the constitutions such that their countries will surrender some of their sovereignty to this supranational entity, which in turn will have hard enforcement abilities regarding their financial condition.
One of my Euro watchers actually lives in Paris, and Leslie Kossoff was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she says one of the things that the EU has to do is come up with a mechanism to allow them to carve off a recalcitrant, profligate member that just won't come in line. They've got to be able to do that without hurting the whole. They've got to be able to lop off a finger without hurting the whole body.
Right. And I think we're going to have an answer to this, Jim, in the next 3 months.
It's
go
coming
one way
up
or the other.
We're going to have some answers this month, I think. We're going to know some things this month, don't you think?
It could be a matter of weeks, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And all the things that are going on over there, folks, are going to directly affect your small business. This is why we're talking about it on this show. It's coming up next year. It's going to impact it next year, one way or the other. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. That's all I've ever promised,
if you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.